The druids of ancient would bless an oak tree, then burn an ash yule log for 12 festive days. They threw salt and holly deep into the flames, waited for sunrise and spoke sacred names. Thus would the winter solstice begin, so the sun would prevail over darkness again. And deep in the shadows, when all were asleep, the angels of solstice would gather around and quietly sing to the souls in their keep, leaving no footprints on sanctified ground. With the castle aglow in bright candlelight, celebrations continued through all of the night, with music and dance and a sumptuous feast, as lords and their peasants hailed the star in the east. Thus would Yuletide festivities start, with hopes of good tidings in everyone's heart. A quiet crunching of snow could be heard. The angels of Yule were clustering outside to pray in the silence of a still-changing world, long after dark in the stars' diamond light. All traditions are stored in the locked vaults of time, yet from winter's dark depths her light always shines. People gather with families and friends all around, safe in the comfort of warmth that surrounds. Down through the ages we still feel its worth. First it was light, then a holy child's birth, whispering to us to welcome the season. The angels of Christmas are gathering in force, as hearts turn inward, finding a reason to follow the trails of love to their souls.